Welcome to everyone, Mishnah Zohar Yeshiva. We're on page 20. We are, Ezrat Hashem, going to try and finish up Pirkas Kohanim, named Simen Kuchav Tes and Kuf Lamed. We'll see where we get to. So it's up to Simen Kuchav Tes, Sif Aleph, on page 20. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Kav Vav discusses the fact of when we say Pirkas Kohanim. We discussed a lot about Pirkas Kohanim. Who says Pirkas Kohanim? Was not allowed to say Pirkas Kohanim. How to do Pirkas Kohanim? The question is, when do we say Pirkas Kohanim? We've already said the Shita of the Ramah. Then the Chutz Arts, they only say it at Musaf on Yomim Tov. However, what is really Maker to Dinah before the Chiddush of the Ashkenazim who basically stops doing Pirkas Kohanim on a daily basis? When do you do it on a daily basis? So the Gemara tells us definitely at Shachris and Musaf, one is allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, one should do Birkas Kohanim. However, generally at Mincha, we do not do Birkas Kohanim. Why do we not do Mincha Birkas Kohanim at Mincha? Because Chazar Shas there also. Why not do then? The answer is because, like we learned earlier on, that a Kohen who is drunk wine, gotten drunk, or even tipsy a little bit, is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. So we're afraid that if they do Birkas Kohanim at Mincha, a Kohen might come up to the Duchen when he has already drank, and therefore we do not want him to do that, and therefore we cancel Birkas Kohanim at Mincha, as opposed to Musaf, even though you're allowed to have a team of Ba'alma before Davin Musaf, like we do on Rosh Hashanah, we'll have a Kiddush, then you're only allowed to have a team, you're not allowed to have a Suda at this point, and therefore we're not Choshesh that a Kohen is going to get Shikar, and therefore at Musaf, we do Berkas Kohan. Okay, that's in terms of that. Now, to understand the rest of this Mechaber, like we'll see inside one second, you should know there are two different types of Tanesim that are talked about in Hilchos Tanis. One tainus is something that is not so shayach anymore. We don't have it anymore. And that is a tainus that are api chazal. That is not Yom Kippur, but there are certain aspects of tainus that could have ni'ilah to it. That could have an aspect of ni'ilah to such a tainus. We don't do that anymore, but to understand those tainus we don't have. There's a certain tainus that we were... We don't do Tainism al Pigeshem anymore. We don't do all those Tainism that are mentioned in Hilchos Tainus. We don't do them anymore. Okay, why? Why we don't do it anymore? So over there, I'm not sure. We're weak. There's different reasons why we don't have a lot of Tainism that were mentioned in the Seches Tainus and all those things. We only have the ones that are the Tainus Tzibors that we have directly mentioned in the Gemara. Now, that's in terms of time. So that's in terms of their. Okay, so the Gemara tells us that at Ni'ilah we are allowed to say Birkas Kohanim because very simply, anytime there's going to be Ni'ilah, it's a fast day, and therefore we're not worried that the Kohen is going to go up to the Duchen drunk. Therefore, Ni'ilah is Pashit that one is allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. We'll come back to Ni'ilah in just one moment. Okay, the only discussion they have in the Gemara over there is what about Mincha Anatainis? What about Mincha and Anatainis? So there it's Mechalik between two different types of things. So let's see it inside, we'll understand in this one. Now, it says the Mechaber over here. Ein Nesias Kapayim Ela B'Shachas U'Musaf U'B'Ni'ilah B'Yom Sheish Bo Ni'ilah Kamo B'Yom HaKippurim. The Ein Nesias Kapayim is only on Shachas, Musaf, and Ni'ilah on the day that there is Ni'ilah, like Yom Kippur, Aval Lo B'Mincha, Mishum D'Shchicha Shichris Ba'Oto Shah Shema Yehe HaKoin Shikur. Because of Mincha Shel Tainus, Atu Mincha Shel Shaar Yom. So the Gemara tells us that even though Mincha, on a day of a Tainus, even a Tainus that has Ne'ilah, right now it's talking about a day of Mincha that has Ne'ilah, like even on Yom Kippurim or any of these other Tanaisim that had Ne'ilah connected to it, says the Mechaber over here, we do not do Berkas Kohanim at Mincha. Why? Because with Gezerah, if we do it at Mincha, on these Tanaisim that has Ne'ilah, we might come to do Birkas Kohanim on a regular mincha, and might be drunk. This is a little bit strange because it's like a gezerah to gezerah to gezerah. At the end of the day, a kohen goes up a little bit drunk. It's only an esed derabanan. There's a lot of gezerahs to gezerahs over here, but that's what the Gemara tells us. So mincha on a day of tainus that has ni'ilah, you do not do Birkas Kohanim. But what about a tainus that does not have ni'ilah? That is the discussion in the Gemara over there. It says over here, aval b'tainus she'ein bo ni'ilah. But if you have a tainus, like most of our tainusim, tainus Esther and Asara Bateves and all the other tainusim that we have in the tzibur that does not have ne'ilah, shemo ne'ilah, hoel utfilas mincha, samach l'shkiyas achama, says the Gemara that mincha on these Taneisim that did not have Ne'ilah is different than other Minchas of it. Mincha that has Ne'ilah, you daven Mincha earlier on in the day. You daven Mincha earlier on in the day, and back in the day, that's when they used to daven Mincha, and therefore they were going to get confused. But Mincha on a Tainis, the minig was to daven Mincha right before sunset, right before Shkia. They would finish right before Shkia, and therefore this Mincha is different. Therefore, the Chazal said on a Mincha that does not, on a Tainis that does not have Ne'ilah, one is allowed to do Berakas Kohanim. Okay, that's what it's about. But Tainis she'ein bo Ne'ilah. Hol Tfilas Mincha, Samech L'Shkiyas Chama, he doma L'Tfilas Ne'ilah. It's just like Tfilas Ne'ilah. And just like Tfilas Ne'ilah, you're allowed to do Berakas Kohanim, so too the Mincha on these Tanesim, you're allowed to do Berakas Kohanim. Ve'inu mitchalev, it's been Mincha Shashar Yamim, it's not going to get confused with Mincha of other days. Hilkach Yesh Ba Nesias Kapayim. And therefore, there is Nesias Kapayim on these days. And just to end off over here, the Ramah just adds it over here. V'aminek, shalanu kfar nispar, l'alva simen kuf chav ches. The Ramah just points out, this really does not matter to Ashkenazic Jewry in Chutz La'aretz, before he came to Eretz Yisrael and started doing like the Grah, to do Birkas Kohanim, like we talked about earlier on. And Ashkenazic Jewry, there's no nafka means everything we just said, because on the day they don't do Birkas Kohanim except on Musaf, on Yom Tovim. So it doesn't really matter everything you just say. That's why the Ramah pipes in over here. Okay? Therefore, Allah l'maisa, obviously in Chutz La'aretz, that doesn't really matter. But what about for Sfardim, and what about for Ashkenazim here in Eretz Yisrael? What would be the halacha on a mincha times? We see over here, for sure, one David's mincha at the end of the day, in a chayim referred b'shev hersh in the Gemara, and the mechaber over here, from the Gemara, you do Birkas Kohanim. How much close to? Do you for sure do it? That's a discussion exactly how close. Question is, what if you don't do like the mechaber says over here? What if you daven mincha gedola? You daven early mincha. Would you still go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim? This is a famous machlokas in the posting. They're already rishonim. The Ritva seems to say beferish. See, the Ritva seems to say beferish that you only do Birkas Kohanim if you daven mincha at the end of the day, not if you go ahead and daven an early mincha. That seems to be what the Ritva says. Comes the Chazanish, and I'm not sure anyone says it before the Chazanish. The Chazanish in Orach Chaim Simen Chaf, he learns the sugya completely different. And he explains that the Ritva is only talking about one man damar in the Gemara, and the Ritva is not really halacha lemaisa. But really, nowadays, even if you would daven mincha early, you would still go ahead and say Birkas Kohanim, that basically Chazal said, mincha netainis, that does not have ne'ilah, you go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim, even if it's going to be earlier in the day. That's the famous shita of the Chazanish. So, depending on how one reads this mechaber, some say the pashas of the mechaber is also like the Chazanish, and others say that the Mechaber is possibly like the majority of Achorim who do not agree with the Chazanish, who held that only if you do it at Mincha Ketana. L'maisa is like this. Rav Avadia Yosef goes like the poskim that are machmer not to do Birkas Kohanim at Mincha Gedola, only if it's Mincha Ketana. However, as the Rosh Yeshiva made in Bnei Brak and Panovich, they're definitely, the minhag developed like the Chazanish, and many other shuls nowadays will do like the Chazanish also, and will do Birkas Kohanim even at Mincha Gedola. And this is how we're knowing over here in the yeshiva, that we do Birkas Kohanim like the Chazanish, even at Mincha Gedola. Other poskim are machmir, and they say not to do it Mincha Gedola, they only do it at Mincha Ketana. So there are different minhagim that have developed. Very interesting how much koach you see from the Chazanish. Before the Chazanish, it was never really fleshed out. It happened to be in Minhag and Ashkenaz for many years, for many generations, not to do Birkas Kohanim ever at Mincha. So it didn't really matter, like the Ramah tells us. But for sure, from the Chazanish on, many people have developed the Minhag to go ahead, and even at Mincha Gedola, to go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. So that is in terms of the different Minhag. What about, just say a Kohen that is not fasted? So that is, as I said, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is quoted in, once again, the Sefer Vaniya Varchem, also, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman held, it depends. The Kohen that does not fast, if there are other Kohanim, then you would not go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. However, if there is only one Kohen, or for sure if there's no Kohen, and then he's going to go ahead and mizaka the tzibor and do Birkas Kohanim. The Rosh Shiva says, B'shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that he held that even if there are more Kohanim, then he would go ahead and fast. But he told Joe also. Okay, good. So I guess Rav Nevinsal disagrees over here with his Rebbe on this matter. Fine. So that is in terms of a Kohen who has not fasted. What about Ni'il on Yom Kippur, we said over here. Ni'il on Yom Kippur, we do Birkas Kohanim. Mincha on Yom Kippur, we do not do Birkas Kohanim. What about if Ni'ilah is Nimshach? And this is a nice shaila in most shuls. And we see it in Yeshiva, what happens? What happens if Ni'ilah is going to go past Shkia? Are you allowed to do Birkas Kohanim? This is also a major machlokas in the Rishonim already. What do you do if it's already made in the time of the Rishonim that the minhag of Klal Yisrael was to do Birkas Kohanim after Shkia, even after nightfall, when Ni'ilah would be on Yom Kippur, because that's when the tzibur would be davening Ni'ilah. We do it right at the end of the day, and therefore Birkas Kohanim is the end of Ni'ilah. It would happen to be after the time. Other Rishonim disagreed that you have to try and be makdim Ni'ilah in order not to lose out on Birkas Kohanim, in order to do it before Shkia Secham. Lamaisa, once again, it is a major machlokas in the poskim. Rav Avadi Yosef in Yabia Omer, Chelek Yordea Chelek Vav Simin Mem. It's brought down in the Halacha Brua also. Over here in our Simon, he says the following pshara. Since anyways, he says after Shkia, that you could go ahead and do Ni'ilah, because anyways, Shkia is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, and you could go with the post also that holds even after Tzeis HaKuchavim, you could do Birkas Kohanim at Ni'ilah. So Rav Avadia's Nekel, after Shkia, yes, after Tzeis HaKuchavim, no. Okay? Rav Katz, as we all know, is very makbid that we are in yeshiva. We make sure to get Birkas Kohanim before Shkia, and therefore we even change around the davening, and we do the slichos. We wait till after Birkas Kohanim to do the seven times slichos, and we're makbid in Birkas Kohanim in order to get Birkas Kohanim in before Shkia. At Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsal's house, you should know they do Birkas Kohanim even after Shkia. I'm not sure about Tzeis HaKuchavim. They would go to after Tzeis HaKuchavim, but for sure, if those guys are diving by Rav Devin saw, you saw they did Birkas Kohanim and Ilah after Shkia Sechama. That's Rav Devin saw where he got this from, and he said that was the Kach Nagu. He says Kach Nagu to do Birkas Kohanim even after Shkia. L'chori is referring to the Rishonim who already were made that this is the minhag in many places. So this is also a difference of opinions of different minhagim of whether to do yes Birkas Kohanim after Shkia, not Birkas Kohanim after Shkia in terms of Ni'ilah. Moving on, Siv Beis. Kohen she'avar va'olu duchan b'yom ha'kippurim b'mincha. What if a Kohen went up to the duchan at Mincha on Yom Kippurim, or for that matter, at Mincha and any other time, Sibur, according to those who are annoying not to do Birkas Kohanim on an early Mincha, what would be the din? Shadavar yadua she'ein bo shechas, everyone knows people do not get drunk on Yom Kippur, or for that matter, other Tanaisim. Hareze nosias kapav, we let him do nosias kapayim, the Imorid Rotel, we don't take him down. Minei achashad shlo yom rapasu l'kacho yidua, we're afraid people are going to start saying he's not really a Kohen, and they're going to start spreading rumors, therefore we let him go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. Says the Ramah, and therefore, since really maker to din, one is allowed to do Birkas Kohanim at Mincha and his Tanesim. Lachain Omrim b'Mincha b'Yom Kippurim Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Therefore, even Yom Kippur will say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu at Mincha. Avagav dein royal nesias kapayim. Even though it's not really royal nesias kapayim, you're not supposed to do nesias kapayim. However, mikol makom ho'ovim alo lo yerid mikra k'tzas roy. Since the halacha is a coin who goes up, you're not taken down. It's like it's Ksas Roy LeBirkas Kohanim, therefore they're allowed to go ahead and do a Birkas Kohanim. V'chein Noagim B'nis Elo Afal Pi Sheyesh Chokim. And therefore that is the Minhag in these areas, says the Ramah, even though there are those Chokim. One of those Chokim is the Mechaber, and therefore Svardim do not say Elokeinu L'Kelev Seinu at Mincha Yom Kippurim. Ashkenazic Jews do say Elokeinu L'Kelev Seinu at Mincha on Yom Kippurim. Moving on to the last Simon over here. Simon Kuf Lamed, and this we already discussed. The end of Simon Kuf Chav Ches, we discussed the Ribono Shel Olam over there. Ribono Shel Olam, as the Gemara tells us, someone who sees a bad dream, and he doesn't know, not a bad dream, he sees a dream, and he doesn't know, it's good, it's bad, he doesn't know, it's bothering him, the dream. Says the Gemara, he should get up during Birkas Kohanim and say this paragraph, Ribono Shel Olam, in order to, I guess, metakin the dream, to get it for the best pitaron. So, the question I asked Rav Nevin is, what's the connection? Why are we dealing with dreams during Birkas Kohanim? So he says, since the end of Birkas Kohanim is Shalom, it's in the middle of Birkas Sim Shalom, therefore we want to show that the dream should be for Shalom, and therefore we connect it to Birkas Kohanim. That's what Rav Nevin Sal told me. So says the Mechaber over here, like the Gemara tells us, Man de chaza chalma velo yada mai chaza. One who sees a dream and he doesn't know what he sees. Okay? So maybe he doesn't know if it's a good dream or a bad dream. Nekum kame kahani v'shash olim l'duchan. Okay, they should get up to in front of the Kohanim when they go up to the Duchan. V'nei ma'achi, and they should say the following. Ribono shel olam ani shelach v'chalamosi shelach. Okay, I belong to you. My dreams belong to you. V'chuli v'chuli. He says v'chuli over here. If you look in the Artscroll Siddur in Musaf Shalosh Regalim, he'll print you the whole Ribono shel olam over here. It's a pretty long paragraph over here. That you could see the exact nusach. V'yichavim. At this time, you should have kavana d'lesayim gam b'hadi kani. You should finish the Ribono shel olam as the kohanim finish the paragraph. Dahainu. The Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us in Sifkat and Dalid that the poskim write, you're really supposed to say this Ribono shel olam after each paragraph. Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha. During Yishmerecha, you say the Ribono shel olam. Okay? Yair Shabana Melecha Yichunaka. During Yichunaka, you say the Ribono shel olam. Yasem Lecha Shalom, you say the Ribono shel olam again. So all three times, you're supposed to Ribono shel olam, and you're supposed to finish at the same time the Kohanim finish. The Ani Tzibur Amen. And when the Tzibur is saying Amen, that's when you should finish. Once again, similarly, like we saw earlier on in Birkas Kohanim, that we want the Amen of the Tzibur to go back on both brachas. Your Ribono shel olam and the Birkas Kohanim. We've seen this concept a couple of times. The Elo. And if not, this V'ilo has two interpretations. We'll get to it in 1 second. V'ilo, and if you do not, le'ma'achi, then you say the following. Adir ba'maron shochein b'gvura, ata shalom v'shimcha shalom, yihi ratzon shetasim aleinu shalom. So what the question is over here, what is V'ilo? What is V'ilo? V'ilo can mean, V'ilo, if you finish the Ribono shalom before the Birkas Kohanim, before the Kohanim finish their bracha, and therefore there's this big gap, you didn't finish when they finished. So you have extra time. So if you have extra time, so you'd also say this Adir Bamarom. That's the first perish over here in Sifkat and Vav perish. Shlo simu adayin kohanim. The kohanim are not done yet. Yomer gam Adir Bamarom. Kihechi b'lasayim b'hadi kohanim. Teve shalom yanu atzibar amin al shneim. In order the amin, will go back on both of them. The second interpretation is V'ilo. No. V'ilo is if you're not saying the Ribono shalom. You didn't have any bad dreams. Okay? If you don't say that, so then you go ahead and say the Adir Bamarom. He says that's the second opinion. The Yesh Nogim Shebekol Pam Omrim Adir Bamarom B'Shas Amir Shiasir Sim Shalom B'Shash Omer V'Tobi Nacha. Every day you say Adir Bamarom. Every time you have Birkas Kohanim, you say Adir Bamarom. And there, in order to finish at the same time, the Chaz is going to finish Sim Shalom. And it's answering out, I think everything should be for Shalom. Okay, so obviously the Nafkamin is for the Perushim. Sfarim do not say Ribono Shalom. Correct. They go like the first Perushim. Adimarom, the Sfarim do not say over here, depending on the minhag over here, whether you say it or not, most sitters in Eretz Yisrael print to say it every day, Adir Bamarom. So that's the two different interpretations of Adir Bamarom. According to the second interpretation, every time this Birkas Kohanim, you should be saying Adir Bamarom. The Tzibur says Adir Bamarom as the Schaz is saying Sim Shalom, and you try and finish Adir Bamarom when it gets to Amavrechet Ma'isra Ba'Shalom, and therefore, once again, the Amen will go back on the Chazan's Bracha and the Adir Bamarom that the Tzibur is going to say. Ends the Ramah. Ubimakum Shein Olin Luduchon Yomer Kolze B'Shash Shia Tzibur Omer Sim Shalom Yisai Ma'adish Shia Tzibur Shianu Akal Amen. Okay, in a place where they don't Olin Luduchon. Once again, Ramallah she tells them most times they're not saying Birkas Kohanim. What about the bad dreams? So Yomer Kolze B'Shash Shia Tzibur Omer Sim Shalom. You can say it when the Shia Tzibur saying Sim Shalom, and you finish Ba'adish Shia Tzibur Shiana Akal Amen. Well, therefore finish off when the Kal is saying Amen. So now over here, what about where is this Man Chaz Ribono Shalom? What's going on? Why do we not say it, or why maybe we shouldn't be saying it? If you look in all the Eretz Yisrael Siddurs, okay, you will not find this Ribono Shalom, at least the ones that I checked today. You will not see the Ribono Shalom printed in the Siddurs. The only time you'll see it is in the Art Scroll Siddur in Musaf Av Shalosh Regalim. It will print this Ribono Shalom. So number one is just if you look in the Siddur, it'll have the Ribono Shalom after the first bracha, and it has the Ribono Shalom after the second bracha, and then it has a third bracha after the third one, it has a different thing, Yihi Ratzo. What is this? Well, I don't know where it comes from, but the Mishnah Berurah does talk about it. The Mishnah Berurah over here, in the end of Sifkat and Hay, he says over here that you should be saying this Ribono Shalom three times. He says, V'heim, Gimel, Pa'am, Yehani, B'Sof, Kol, Pasuk, Shemesayim, at the end of each Pasuk, you say it three times. V'chein, Kata, B'Shem, Agra, and that's what the Gra says, the Ribono Shalom, three times. Shayin, Noeg, Lomer, Gam, B'Sof, Pasuk, Gimel, Ribono Shalom, Nisker, Shuska, B'Gemara, V'lo, Hayihi, Ratzon, and Yipas, B'Suridorim. And the Gra writes not to say the Yiratzon that was printed in the Sidurim. So this is some time before the Gra, this Yiratzon has been put in for many generations already. However, the Gra held not to say the Yiratzon. So I'm not sure exactly where this Yiratzon comes from. The Gra held, you say Ribono Shalom the third time, also become the Yiratzon. obviously there's some minhag that they says the yiratzon over here, which is asking for the birkas kohanim to be accepted. That seems to be some minhag, but the gra, which is quoted over here, the Mishnah Berurah says not to say it. So now, the question is, why is it only here in the Aretz Gros Simnah? So the answer is, very simply, and this really connects to go back to when they're minhagin in Chutz Laretz and when the minhag is to minhag. When do they minhag and they sing? And they only sing on, we sing on Yontif. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they only sing on Yontif. The singing really is in order to give time to the seaboard to say Ribono Shalom. They do the ayayays so he'll have time to say Ribono Shalom. In order that you could say it. If you don't sing, so there's no time to say this whole long paragraph while they're saying Birkas Kohanim. You shouldn't be saying anything while you're getting the bracha from the Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, that's why in Chutz Laretz they're knowing to say it, because they do ayayays on Yontif when they go. And Eretz Yisrael, we don't do ayayays during the week. Why don't we? Okay, maybe we should, I don't know. But the minhag is developed, they don't do the ayayays, and therefore there's no time to say the Ribono Shalom printed in the Siddur. Therefore, it's not printed in the Siddurs over here. And that's also why. Why everyone asks themselves, why when Yontif falls on Shabbos, they don't minagin? Why don't they sing on Mincha on Shabbos? Yontif that falls on Shabbos. So this is the reason why. Because the Ribono Shalom is a bakasha. It's a bakasha that we don't say on Shabbos. And therefore, once we don't say the Ribono Shalom on Shabbos, there's no reason to minagin. That is the reason why they're not, the Kohanim do not minagin on Shabbos, because we don't say the Ribono Shalom on Shabbos. And that's why we don't have it printed in there at Yisrael Sidurim. Well, if someone has a bad dream, sounds like you could definitely say it during Sim Shalom. There's no problem of saying it during Sim Shalom, like the Ramah writes over here. But even if, by the way, well, another thing is, the reason why they say it every time, it sounds like over here in the Gemara, you only see it, say it if you have a bad dream. That's Beferish in the Mishnah Berurah over here. You should only say it in the times you have a bad dream. So why do they say it printed in the Siddur that you should see it every time in Yontif? So the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sikkot Nahalas. He says, Medina Seder Noagin Kol HaKal Omar Tefillah Zu B'Sha'at Duchen. Everyone says this Ribono Shalom b'shas duchen. I feel otam shalochal, even if you didn't have a bad dream that night. Why? Vatam the kevan de anu osi nisias kapayim ki im regalim. They only do nisias kapayim on shalosh regalim. The esher shalochalim lo pam achas bein regal. Obviously, you had some dream between Pesach and Sukkot. Okay, between Pesach, Shavuos, the Sukkot, the bathing. You had a dream, Sistama, at some point during this time. So, and therefore, you could say it automatically going back on a dream you might have had a couple of months ago. That's where these minhag developed. The minhagin can understand a little bit more why they don't do it on Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, your Messiah today, all of Birkas Kohanim. Bezrat Hashem, next time we will start the lachas of Nefilas Apayim, going from Nesias Kapayim to Nefilas Apayim, the ends of the lachas of the Sofa Tefillah. Do lots of Chazara, and hopefully once again when you learn the lachas, you connect more to the mitzvah, and hopefully we'll have better Kavanah during Birkas Kohanim. Ad Kan for today.